It's kind of a little bit like deja vu because you're going back to the Caribbean, but it's 2020, a completely different animal, but you must be pretty excited. It's a World Cup. It's on TV again. It's going to be great.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously getting the team back in front of the TV, lifting the profile and that sort of thing is massive for cricket because we're trying to take the sport in Ireland. So to go back to where it all began in the Caribbean, you know, we spent a huge chunk of that in Guyana. So we sort of know the facilities and know what to expect when we get out there. So it's all a matter of us doing it, you know, for those 3 hours that the game takes, you know, putting all our disciplines together and, you know, hopefully we can come out with a couple of victories and go through another Super Eights.
Yeah. Back to Guyana again, challenge of England, challenge of the West Indies, the host.
Yeah, exactly. You know, West Indies opening day, you know, that'll be a massive game, massive crowd. Obviously a lot of expectation on them. You know, we'll go in and hopefully slip under the radar again and, you know, get our preparation right like it was 4 years ago and, you know, go out there and give it everything we've got because, you know, 2020 cricket's a lottery. You can come down to a matter of balls to decide the game. So it's a matter of us, you know, being on the ball and taking our chances when they come.
Colin McCallum's a big loss.
Massive. Huge, you know, pretty devastating for me personally because he was, you know, a great friend of mine in the team and, you know, outside of the team and, you know, he had his reasons for retiring but, you know, he's 250 odd games for Ireland and, you know, he would have been a crucial part of, you know, the setup and obviously our success over there in the Caribbean coming up to this tournament. So, you know, he's a massive loss but, you know, that gives someone else the opportunity and, you know, young George Dockrell from Leinster Cricket Club has taken that opportunity and, you know, he's looking to cement this spot in the team.
Yeah, youngest player in the squad, allied to him coming in. You've got the players there who were the younger guys in 2007, like the O'Briens and a couple of more. They're now the main men, really, I suppose, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, William Porterfield's a captain now. He'd sort of just broken into the team back in 2007, so... you know, he's going from strength to strength in all three formats of the game. And, you know, like you said, Kevin and Niall, you know, Niall was, you know, pretty instrumental in our success in 2007. You know, he's just got better as the years have gone on. There's obviously his exposure to professional cricket. Kevin's had that as well. You know, you've got the likes of John Mooney and, you know, Alex Cusack's pretty relatively new to the squad. And
Paul Sterling's a serious talent.
Sterler, yeah, you know, he's a fantastic talent. You know, he sort of had a bit of a sort of shaky start when we're over in the qualifiers, but you know he'll come back bigger and better, and you know he hits the ball just as well as anyone I've seen in cricket.
Yeah. When you look at a thing like it's like the deja vu factor comes in again when you see you're playing England. And we've seen how Owen Morgan has done since he's gone with England now and played brilliant, particularly maybe even in this discipline and the one days anyway. But it's like you know the Ed Joyce situation going back a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, let's hope it doesn't happen for Moggy like it happened for Ed. I think that was Ed's last game he played for England was against us. So, you know, I think Owen's pretty much entrenched himself in the 50 over and the 20 format of the game for England. You know, so, you know, he's had some outstanding performances over the last 12 months that he's been in the team. So, you know, I think that we can sort of work out a plan of how to sort of tackle him and sort of minimise his, you know, destructiveness, I suppose, that he's caused in international cricket so far playing for England. So I think that if we can take him out, and obviously Peterson will be a key player, you know, anything's possible.
Yeah. It's finally, it'll be good. You're going out to Jamaica next week. A couple of weeks time and you got a month, you got the warm-up games, you're playing Jamaica, you're playing the West Indies as well. That at the time in 2007 was a key factor in getting the squad together, keeping it going. You're much further along the line in the way, you know, you're more like full-time cricketers now than you were back then, but that's always good.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with the great sponsorship we've got from RSA, you know, we've now got 6 full-time cricketers based in Ireland. And obviously you've got the 3 or 4 guys in the UK or 5 guys in the UK. So you've pretty much got a basis of a team there, you know, which we're 24/7 cricket, which, you know, we couldn't say that heading into the last World Cup. And, you know, people were ringing back looking to get time off work and all that sort of stuff. So that's not a problem now. And it's definitely not an excuse or anything like that. So, you know, if we can push forward and use that experience from 2007 and, you know, sneak a couple of wins over there in our warm-up games and prepare well, anything's possible for those 2 games, you know, against the West Indies and England. So, you know, we're very much looking forward to it. You know, it's a bit of a lottery, so we'll get out there and give it everything we have.
Just finally, it looks like, I mean, the 2007 World Cup, the last time, the crowds weren't great. The ICC kind of got it completely wrong with regards to the way they were pricing things for the locals. They didn't allow the spirit of Caribbean cricket. They didn't allow musical instruments come in unless they were sanctioned. They've gone completely the other way now. They've reduced the prices. They want that atmosphere there. They've learned a lesson. So it should lead to full stadiums and brilliant atmosphere for you to be playing in.
Well, absolutely. You know, to play the host in the opening day, I think that you'd probably could still sell the prices of what they were and still get a full crowd. But, you know, like you said, it's great. I think they've got a few of the old celebrities of the Caribbean, like the Gravy and these sorts of guys, yeah. the old past names and sort of people involved in promoting the 2020 World Cup. So, you know, I think they've got it right this time. You know, obviously, like you mentioned, the pricing structure is very affordable, you know, especially to people, say, in Guyana.
Yeah.
You know, so to play in front of full stadiums, to get Irish cricket back on the TV is hugely important for the guys. And, you know, hopefully we can go to our third successive Super 8.
Well, listen, Trent, congratulations on making a squad again and looking forward to a great tournament. And thanks for talking to me.
Thank you, Jerry.